This first meditation is called All It Is. Now, the setup for this is simple. I spent 25 years avoiding, quite deliberately avoiding, the G word, God. And if you did too, I want to give you a definition that you might like just for this exercise. I'm not saying you need to use this in your daily conversation. You don't need to add this as something that you say. But I want to encourage you to try using this word and not replacing it with some other word for this meditation. Don't replace it with spirit or universe or force or whatever you might use instead of the G word. There's a reason for that. Now, that said, if you end up replacing it anyway, that's perfect, so be it. But the fact that the word may be so loaded that you don't want to use it is part of why it's really valuable in this practice and with this definition. So here's the definition that I don't think will be a problem. We're going to define God as everything that exists. Everything is in some way, whether we understand it or not, and usually not, this thing that we're just an expression or a aspect or an emanation or something, in some way, not even that, it's simpler. Everything in some way, whether we understand it or not, is this thing we'll call God. Now let's add one other piece. The only way that we know anything is through our own experience. Some sensation, some taste, some sound, some sight, some thought. Which one have I left out? Feeling, sensation. Smell. Thank you. Some sight, some smell, some feeling, some taste, some sound, some thought. That's the only way we know anything. We add these two ideas together, we get this practice. All it is. So let's begin. You can do this with your eyes open or closed. You'll have to experiment to see which is best for you. Check in with you. And what I mean is when you think about or feel you, what's the experience in this moment of you? Is it sensations? Is it the sensation of your skin against your clothes or the air? Or the sensation of the pressure of some part of your body on whatever you're sitting on? Is it some more vague sense of, let's for the sake of argument call it energy or space or beingness or something like that? Just find however you're experiencing you in this moment. This is not mystical or magical, it's simple. How do you know you're you right now? What do you find? For me, I can find the sensations of my body against the chair, a certain spacious something or other. I have the easy one. I also get the sound of my voice. This is the touchstone. This is the experience of you-ness. We'll be coming back to this. Now, if God is everything that exists, and you can only know anything through your experience, then what you experience as you in this moment is how you're experiencing God in this moment. Another way of saying that is the experience of you is how God is appearing to you as you in this moment. Rest in that. When your mind moves away from that, and it will, because that's its job, once you notice the thought or the sound or the sensation or whatever that has, quote, taken you away from experiencing you in this moment, just notice this experience. And this experience, sound, taste, touch, thought, whatever, is, by our definition, how God is appearing to you in that moment. Once you're aware of that, for no real reason, not because it's better to move your attention, but just because, bring your attention back to the experience of you. It might have changed since the last time you were there. Whatever it is, that's how God is appearing to you now. Notice that you haven't really moved anywhere. You've moved from how God shows up one way to how God shows up another way. Just rest in that experience until it moves from God to God to God. When you find yourself away from the experience of you, whatever has brought you away, notice that is how God is appearing to you in this moment. Bring your attention back to how you experience you, another way of how God is appearing to you in this moment. And simply continue until it's done, or until you hear the bell in a few minutes. Whatever experience you have, whatever you notice, whatever sound or sight or feeling or thought, it's as if this is God knocking on the door saying, "You want to know who I am? I'm this now." This is how I can make myself known to you now. And then so gently bring your attention back to the experience of you, and this is how God is becoming known in this moment. So you're just moving your attention from God to God to God. no need to know how or why it's true. Simply by our definition, God is everything that exists. Whatever you're experiencing is that. Ah, this is how God is appearing to me now. Bring your attention back to you and just rest there, experiencing God showing up as the experience of you. Just rest there until it moves. And whatever you experience as you, quote, stop, that's just how God is appearing to you now. So if anyone cares to, what'd you notice? What'd you experience or what did you, anything?
So for me, it brought back an insight I had several years ago I'd forgotten about, which is a radical acceptance of everything always.
Oh, just that. It's my joke. Mm-hmm. Oh, just that.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And the other thing that comes to me, the church might excommunicate, but God does not.
God doesn't have a problem with the church that excommunicates. Thank you.
I have a question.
Mm-hmm.
So I was following my thoughts.
Why? That wasn't the instruction.
Maybe not following.
I don't know. That's what you said.
Yeah. You know, a thought would come up and I would say, oh, is that God? You know.
Hmm.
And I started to... Like, there would be thoughts about other things outside of myself. Is that part of this?
Good. So let me give you a slight nudge. So it simply starts here. Whatever we're using this experience of this thing called me as a touchstone. Just here's where it's going to start. This is where we put the stake in the ground. And we use this definition of God as everything that exists. And this knowing that the only thing we can know is our experience. So you add one and one together and you get this two that's really less than one. That sounds like this is how God is appearing to me now. I don't need to know how, I don't need to know why, I don't need to know the mechanics. This is just the way it is based on these two ideas. So we can just rest there. Really, just rest. Like, how little effort can you use to experience this, I just want to say thisness. How little effort can you use to just rest that this experience of you is just how God is showing up in this moment? Now, because minds do some other things, because we get sensations and thoughts and sounds and there's cars and there's people and there's doors, and at some point we'll be experiencing something else. And it's not the question, is this how God is appearing now? It's simply a fact. This is. How do we know? That's just the definition. Whatever we can experience, God is everything, one and one together. This experience, this thought, this sound, whatever it is, that's just how God is showing up in this moment.
Even if thought is about person A, outside of ourselves.
Has no meaning about the content. It's just this thought, that's how God is showing up in this moment. This sensation, we open our eyes, this... I don't do the words very well when I do it. And then just for fun, we bring our attention back to this thing called me. Just to have a little stake in the ground. And it might be a little different experience this time. And we just rest there. And then at some point we'll be resting somewhere else and we just know, ah, that's how it's showing up now. We just move from God back to God. And then it goes away on its own, whatever that means. And then we kind of come back just for fun. Okay? Hi. People hearing this are going to think it's nothing but men in this room.
Hi.
I had a similar series of recognitions in the thoughts. And the ideas just kept melting into more of God, more of what is. And the within less than a minute and a half or something, I was at a precipice of one of the biggest areas where I hold tension, which is for myself, am I living my life in harmony or in alignment with my highest truth, which is my sense of relationship with divinity, whatever that might be. And within that minute and a half, it was like, yes, you are. And it's a matter of being now, and now, and now, and now. It's hard to put words to this. And the most pleasant part of it all for me was that nothing that came up in the thoughts wasn't God.
It couldn't be, by our very definition. How could anything other than that arise? Can't. Oh good, somebody with an X chromosome. Two of them, in fact.
And so when we started, the first thing I noticed was that I had a really bad headache. And so what I did was I rested in the headache. And then there was no headache. And what I realized was that in God, in recognition of all being God, that things lose a title. It's not called pain or not pain. It's not called anything. And in that, all that disappears. I just hung out there.
Sounds good. Looks good on you.
Hi. I kept dozing off.
Perfect.
And it could be explained because I didn't get much sleep last night. that's where it showed up for me.
Well, actually, if you check, you didn't know that you were dozing off until that moment where awakening happened. I like the choice of that. And in that moment, that's just this wakefulness, this waking up, and the memory of what had just happened. That's just how God was showing up in that moment.
Would be a good idea to get some coffee or something to keep me awake.
Why? Where's the problem with being asleep sometimes? Does God care if you sleep sometimes?
Oh, no. But good. I wouldn't want to go to sleep through the whole thing.
Why? My God, sometimes you just need a nap.
Well, yeah, I know I may need that, but I would like, I should have gotten more sleep last night. I would have liked to be more awake for this.
Yeah. So, you know, you'll fall asleep when you fall asleep. You'll wake up when you wake up. And in the moment of that waking up is the invitation to recognize that whatever that experience is, the sensations, the memories, the thought, whatever shows up, that's just how God is appearing in that moment.
Okay.
One of the best, meditative experiences I ever had was at a weekend intensive program where I decided just to sleep through the whole thing.
Well, what if I start snoring? That's what I want.
Oh, well then, you know, all these people around you will get to experience that that's how God is showing up in this moment.
Okay.
Yeah. Yes. Okay. Or God will show up by patting you on the shoulder and then, you know, and gives you the wake-up call.
Missionary.
Yeah, it's a divine alarm clock.
Fine with me.
Good, thank you. One more, Robin.
I'm confused. I don't feel like I'm getting this.
Good, thank you. So tell me more.
I don't know what to say.
Well, then let me throw out the first simple thing is, you know, this one might not be one for you.
Okay.
Might not. And when you say you don't think you're getting it, what's your proof?
My head's spinning and I think I'm confused.
Great, thank you. So, in the simplest possible way, are you here? This is not a mythical question, it's not a magic question.
Here.
Yeah, and so that you, how do you know that you're here? Do you have some sensation or some experience of this thing that we'll call you?
My breath.
Good.
I feel my breath. And my ass is on the floor.
Mm-hmm. I gotta tell you, it's like, that's all you need. Ass on the floor, breathing. It's done. Okay, so that's you. So by our definition of God being everything that exists, that's how God is showing up for you in this moment. Sensation of ass on the floor and breathing. That's it. It doesn't take anything. There's nothing we need to add. It's so simple that we try to complicate it sometimes. You don't need to know how. It doesn't have to be magical or huge. It's just a simple fact. Just a rest in the knowing that that's just the way it is. This is how God is showing up in this moment, butt on the floor, breathing in and out. And at some point, you might, you know, notice Steve snoring or some other thing will happen. And when you're aware of that, by our definition, this is just how God is showing up in that moment. No need to know how. No need to know why. And then just for fun, bring your attention back to this thing called you. Might not feel the butt on the floor thing as much. Might feel like there's just some spacious thingness. Whatever it is. Rest. It's the shampoo school of meditation. Lather, rinse, repeat. Rest, know, repeat. Mind spinning, that's just how it's showing up in this moment. you, that's just how it's showing up in this moment. It's just moving from God to God to God to God. Okay? So it seems, if I can be so presumptuous, that you actually weren't confused at all. You just thought that your experience, what you experienced, would have been different or should have been different than what it was. Might be wrong. That's just the way it looked. Let's find out. So let's do part two. So part two is going to be a lot like part one, except at some point, and we'll only do it for a few minutes, I'm going to throw in one other instruction. Okay? It almost seems silly to say, so begin, doesn't it?
Yeah.
That said, let's begin. Put your attention on whatever your experience of you is. Knowing that, whatever that experience is, this is just how God is showing up in this moment. Because by our definition, God is simply everything that exists, and the only way we know anything is by our experience. And when the mind moves, when you're having some different experience, is a better way of saying it. Just know that's just how God is showing up in this moment. You can even say it in your mind, almost like, oh, that's how. Oh. And just rest in that. And when you feel ready, bring your attention back to that thing called you. Moving from God to God to God. So now add this into the mix. Notice that there's how God is showing up in the moment, and there's the one who experiences that, the one who notices that. The experience of the noticer, it's a tricky way of saying it. Whatever your experience is of the one who notices, the one who's having the experience, that is how God is showing up too. So God is not only showing up as the experience, but the one who's experiencing. Let yourself notice, even that is how God is showing up in this moment, as the one who experiences as well as the experience. And let your whole body participate in that knowing, in that awareness. And when and if you can feel isn't the right word, but I'll use it. When and if you can feel that God is showing up even as the one who's noticing, the one who is aware, check and see if that one who is aware, that one who's noticing how God is showing up in that way, check and see if there's any limit to it. If you move your attention as far to the left, as far to the right, as far forward and backward, up and down, any limit to that, how God is showing up in you, as you? Rest in that, as that. How little effort can you expend to experience God showing up in this moment as any experience and as the one who's aware of the experience? See how seamlessly you can make the transition. This too, simply how God is showing up in this moment. Nothing special. Of course, that means everything's special. How is that? Different, same, better, or worse?
My experience this time was much richer. I would have this experience of the depth of my being, and then I would pop out of that and experience this vastness that I could only describe as sort of this elsewhering and elsewhening. Like, I'd have these flashes of something that had happened years ago, and I'd different place at a different time. And I couldn't say which came first, the image or the experience. So it was like, it was just this ebb and flow that it just occurred organically without forcing anything to happen or judging anything that happened.
That's from noticing this simple thing.
Mm-hmm.
This is how God is appearing now. Effortless. Thank you. Behind you.
What occurred, Stephen, was this brilliant, brilliant move on your part. In that, I can just do this and dissolve into oneness. And that's from previous practices, that can happen pretty easily. But what was so interesting was with that, there's still a me that finds a refuge in the observer. And in going to the observer and having the observer be God, there was resistance. And then it was just so interesting.
Thank you. I feel somewhat compelled to say, hey, we're just getting started.
You know, you talked about, you know, God being in experiences. The question came to my mind of, you know, it's like, is God even in the experience of domestic abuse? How?
I don't know. Just, you know, by our definition, this is just the way it's showing up now. I'm not condoning or criticizing any of it in this moment. Just notice that the domestic abuse for you is this thing that arose in your mind, this thought that arose in your mind, this feeling that arose in your body, the thought, separate from the content, really, the feeling, separate from the content, that's just how God is showing up for you in this moment. And the one watching that, the one observing it, same thing. That's how God is showing up in this moment. And there are people, when we take a break, who will have some ideas from their own experience of how that might be true as well, in a more grounded way. And for other people, that won't be their experience now. It's not supposed to be.
I kept, my mind kept trying to interpret.
Yeah, well, you know, if you were God and you created everything, wouldn't you want to try and figure it out?
I have to think about that.
My proof.
Thank you, God.
Yeah, I just kept trying to make, you know, make things mean stuff. Like, you know, well, my butt's sore. Well, what does that mean? You know, what's God saying there? Or, you know, I kept going there.
So you had like this two-layered thing where there'd be an experience and then a thought. And so you can do one of two things. Notice that either or both of those is just how God is showing up in this moment. The confusion, that's how God is showing up in this moment. The experience of the pain in the butt. Ah, the perfection of metaphors. That's just how God is showing up in this moment. The thought, what does it mean? That's just how God is showing up in this moment.
I noticed I had trouble distinguishing between, going back to me, what that was. And then, all right, so then that comment, is this me or not me? This is how God is showing up at the moment. And over. It's very hard to put these things into words.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Pleasure.
I found interesting is that whatever's showing up, since it's God, I was just accepting it without judgment. It was just kind of a little different. I just felt, if I got on my thought, I felt the sensation. I just felt like it was a very acceptance. Everything was perfect. Where a lot of times I know I put, other times I would put judgment into it. I should be there. And I would just, but no, that's God, that's perfect. So, and so I just felt a great acceptance and affection, because wherever I went, there is perfection.
Can't go anywhere that it isn't.
Yeah.
There's no escape.
But it felt so, yeah, it felt a wonderful acceptance that wherever you went, there was, it was God. So you're able to, no shoulds or judgment. It was felt really, really nice.
So I just had this thought about your dozing off thing before. So the dozing off was the artificial version of the resting that you got to experience when you found nothing but God.
Yeah.
So it was a very sweet and accurate move, this idea of resting, and then you got to experience doing it a different way.
Yeah.
And here's the other point that I like to make is that acceptance that you're talking about, it wasn't like trying to be accepting. It was just noticing the acceptance, wasn't it?
Yeah. Well, it's the obvious thing to recognize that everything is God and just to accept that. So there's no place you can go, so you don't have a, it's just really nice. It's just like you're just rambling around, but without the judgment, without the shoulds, and it's just.
Yeah, even the should of, I should accept this, isn't there. It's just acceptance.
Perfect, yeah, that's perfection.
Yeah.
If it's God, then that's perfect.
Yeah, I make this distinction because people often use this idea of, I just want to accept that, or I'm just trying to accept that, or they use acceptance as a technique, and it's just upside down. Acceptance is simply the natural side effect of clarity, of understanding reality.
Exactly. Yeah.
And acceptance is just the best bad word we can use to describe the experience.
Yeah, it definitely feels like a clarity, for sure.
Yeah.
For the first part of the exercise, I found myself sitting on my butt, doing an exercise that seemed a lot like reining in my attention, reining in my attention, and saying something that sounded like a mantra.
Mm-hmm.
This is how God is showing up. This is how God is showing up.
Mm-hmm.
And feeling bored.
Good.
The second part, I'm really glad that you introduced that other element. It was completely different to think of, well, to look for the edges of myself. You know, I found a fuzzy boundary out there somewhere that was constantly changing and sometimes more felt like it was coming into that space and more going out of that space, and how much more, I'm using a spatial metaphor, I don't really know how else to describe it, but how much more differentiated I felt the closer I came to here where I am, where this observer is. I guess there's more to find there.
Only an infinite amount.
Right.
A never-ending amount. Thank you. Yeah. I love that you pointed that out, because this particular practice and one of the others, maybe two of the others, the first part where we kind of set the stage has that feeling where it does feel like one of the purification-y ones, or it can. But that's just the setup. Thank you.